Hello, my name is Andreas Engert. I'm chairman of the German Hodgkin Study Group. I'm a professor for hematology, oncology, internal medicine here at the University Hospital in Cologne. When we started with BCOB escalated, we gave 8 cycles of this treatment, and up to now more than 4,000 patients have received this treatment, and we see approximately 1%, 1.5 to 2% of patients experiencing this long-term side effect. Most of it is actually acute leukemia. There are very few patients with MDS, so it's acute leukemia and mostly occurring within 5 years of treatment. That is being observed with other regimens such as ABVD or COP and others. The question was, is it more frequent with BCOB escalated? This is not completely answered, this question. What we see is that with 8 cycles we have somewhat more. In our last trial we had only 0.6, so that's much less, just a very few number of leukemia. So it seems to be going down with less treatment given, which makes sense, and this is compares very favorably with data observed with other regimens.